everyone. Welcome back to the Queens of Social Work podcast. I'm your co-host, Queen P.
And I'm your co-host, Queen H.
We invite you all to join us this week as we share, laugh, cry, and learn through our experiences as women of color who happen to be social workers.
So let's get started.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Well, y'all, listen. We done talked about some heavy stuff this season, and I can't even go too much into it because that's going to be a part of the wrap up. But we wanted this last episode to be something a little bit light. I mean, you know, we still get deep and stuff, you know, but, you know, we have to throw it back to the questions because that was a popular episode, Cocktails and Questions. So this is Questions, No Cocktails.
For sure.
Because we were busy, so we couldn't pull the drinks together, but you still will get the same great content without the cocktails, okay? So, Queen P, I'm going to let you shoot the first question.
All right, y'all. Y'all know the vibes. So, when we did our Questions and Cocktails episode, there was a lot of, like, what do you pack first and things like that. So, I want to keep in that same vein of, like, random-ass question. So,
okay.
If you won the lottery, what would you do with the money?
Ooh. If I won the lottery. So, I would first contact a lawyer, a financial advisor, and my accountant. Because I have to make some plans before I do anything, right? What am I going to do with this money? Who am I giving money? Because it just depends on how much money, right? If it's $1 million, I'm paying bills and I'm keeping working. But if you're talking about the Mega Millions, 200 million kind of thing, I got a plan for that because I got to get some people to sign some NDAs, right? If they get some funds for me, I got to pay off my house. I got to pay off these student loans. And I think I'm just going to travel for like a year. I'm not doing nothing. I'm going around the world. Okay. I'm going to be like my, a classmate from college, Jessica Nabongo, and she traveled to all the different countries. She was like the first Black woman to do all the different countries, 195 countries or something like that. Yeah, that's what I would do. And then after that, I'll plan accordingly. What about you? Look, I'm putting you, I got a question for you, but I want to hear what you would do, okay?
I would absolutely do the same. I love, love, love that the first thing you said was get your affairs in order, girl. Because people be out here trying to teach your dollars and them. You have to get an advisor. You have to get somebody who's an accountant to organize stuff and ting. NDA and ting. I don't want my side piece and them knowing or telling people how they're getting money on the side.
Not,
you know, a little slide off and ting.
Not
you
side know? Piece. Not side piece.
You know, not me. Per se. But you know, when people come into money and ting and ting and they got households to take care of and families all over the place, you know. Anyhow, I would sort that out. I'm very charitable, actually. There's a lot of charities I would like to work with directly, you know, so I would do that and absolutely travel. Like I would take care of all the business first and I would gift myself the gift of travel. You know, Major Hype just bought a house in Dominican Republic, according to the internet. And I don't know if the odds for me, child. But what I do know is that I'm not meant to live alone in the Americas. So I need to go ahead and travel and have me a place in Switzerland like Tina Turner. Have me a place here, there, everywhere. I like the idea of that. So that's probably what I would do.
I agree. I'm working on my dual citizenship right now, okay? Very I'm about good. To start working on it. Listen, because anything jump off here.
Okay.
I'm out because I could be a social worker anywhere.
One time for your mind, I'm working on getting the citizenship for my family because I already have it. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on for them because we need to roll from Babylon things.
I care with you. Okay. For real. I mean, that is a real deal. So, all right. In that vein of random ass questions, what's the weirdest encounter you've had with a celebrity?
I'm going to say none. I'm going to say I've never met a celebrity. I have no idea of anyone famous ever. Yeah, none. What about you, Queen Age?
I wouldn't say it was necessarily weird. I think I was just awkward a little bit, but I met Beanie Man. And so I was walking through Queens Place Mall. So that's not Queens Center Mall, it's the second mall, Queens Place, the smaller mall that got a Target and all of that for all the people who know Queens. So I'm walking and I'm like, wait, you look like Beanie Man. He's like, do I? I said, are you Beanie Man? He's like, am I? I said, listen, I think you're Beanie Man. And I said, my grandma loves you. And I walked away.
Not a roast, fire for that. Did you really say my grandma loves you?
I sure did, because at the time I was young then. It was like maybe a few years after college, and me and my grandma had just been talking about Beanie Man. She loved Beanie Man. She said that's her boyfriend. So I'm like, I'm just thinking that's my grandma's boyfriend, even though I love Beanie Man, but that's the first thing that came to my head. So that's more like me being the weirdest versus the weirdest. So yes.
Now, I'm an Oliver Samuels fan. For those of you who don't know, Oliver Samuels is a Jamaican comedian and actor. Lord have mercy. And he has an episode on the plane where he's traveling to foreign. He's next to a woman who says her name is Hazel, I think. And then he says that he has a cow named Hazel. Or his granny cow or somebody named Hazel.
Something, yes.
And that is hilarious. And for me, that's the Beanie moment that you had just now. Not my grandma loves you. Uh-oh.
And walk off. Didn't ask for an autograph. Didn't ask for a picture. I was like, my grandma loves you. Mm-mm. And walked off. Like, girl, get it together. That was the girl's Dem Sugar. I should have been telling him. I should have started thinking when he was like, am I? I'd be like, who am I?
Hey.
Mate, let's go. I'm like, and I pass me the keys. Okay.
Queen H, I cannot. Y'all, it is that kind of day for us. We are just hanging on by thread. All right. So I know that you can drive, but tell me, what kind of driver are you?
I think I am a defensive driver that has aggressive tendencies. So in New York, you know how we drive, like, you know, you can cuss people. Sometimes you got to give people a finger, you know, things like that. But I've been traveling frequently down south, and you can't cuss people. They're very sensitive to the horn. And people travel with guns in their cars. So I'm more subdued when I go down south. In New York, I'm a little bit more aggressive. Like, I take my, you know, my stuff, but I'm defensive because I'm cautious. I'm watching the road. I'm, you know, seeing what's going on. But by far, I'm not like an aggressive driver. I have a homegirl that's an aggressive driver. I'd be very nervous in the car with her. I mean, she's a good driver. Don't get me wrong. She'd be good. But she'd be bullying and bulldozing. I'm like, we in the car. Like, this is not bumper cars. Like, this is not Speed Racer. Like, where you go? Why you got to be so close to the other car? Like, there's precious cargo in the car. I'm precious. I'm the cargo. How you want to drive is your business when you with yourself. But when you with somebody else, please handle me like I'm the most precious jewel on earth because I'm somebody's child. Thank you. What about you, Creepy?
Indeed. I think it's that New York living that has you defensive. Like, I am absolutely that. And I can be aggressive. However, when you're a driver in New York, they teach you these things. They teach you in driving school to be defensive, ways to manage the road and take care of yourself and other people on the road, et cetera. So I'm definitely that. However, with time, I have slowed up so much. The life be lifing. I take my time more now on the road. Maybe I value life differently than I have in the past. And I also realized that I'm not in a hurry. I don't like to be on the street and dilly-dally and ting and just be out here lumping up and on the street and liming and ting. No, no, thank you. But I like to go and come, you know, and I definitely take my time much more in a way that I hadn't before. I'm very cognizant of enjoying the car ride, taking a long drive, blasting my music, dancing at every stoplight. You know, I'm very cognizant of that now in a way I wasn't before. So and traveling in other places, they don't do that. You know, everyone is courteous. They stop for these long stops. The lights are 10 minutes long. I'm like, wait a minute. I cannot live in these places. But change is not always a bad thing. So I would say that about my driving.
Okay, excuse me. Well, tell me this. Because we're always talking about bacchanal, party, and all kind of business. At a party, where can someone find you?
In the back by the speaker. In the dark, probably by the bathroom because I like to pee. Busting down to two. Well, you know what? That was the old Queen P. Let me not even give up all of that because y'all might have seen me out there. But now I'd probably be at the bar under the light, making small talk or probably giving a therapy session to the bartender.
Bullshit. What kind of party?
I have no idea. I have not been to a party in a very long time. This is like pre-COVID. Like I haven't been out in these streets. So I don't even know. But I'm giving you, you know, the vibes. If I was to go out tonight, it'll probably be to sit at the bar and engage with people. Hey girl, how you doing? What? Oh my God, how many kids you got? Yes. Like it will probably be that. It will probably be along the lines of that.
You ain't engaging with shit.
You probably be like, Queen H.
Pass me my drink and don't tell me your problems right now. I'm here to chill.
But I can't say it wouldn't be the case either. I don't know.
That's true.
What about
That's
you? True. What about you? If you was out and about tonight?
I definitely am not the center of the party kind of person because I don't need everybody watching me. So I am, you know, hold up by the speaker or I'm on the side and I'm busting a, you know, a mean wine, you know, with my drink in my hand. Bust it. Now I can't go to the ground because my knees ain't Meg's knees anymore. You know, I have to have enough liquor to go to the ground for that. Then the knees get oiled up and they're ready. But but I can hold a mean wine in the air, you know, so when they say wine go down low, I get in like a squat. You know what I'm saying? And then I come up. So that's low enough, you know? And that's where I would be in a party. Now, a gathering, a get together. I'm sitting down minding my business, listening.
Ain't that a party? A get together?
I'm talking about different setting because in a party, I'm thinking like club, like bashment kind of thing. A get together, I'm talking about like, you know, people around, we cool, you know, we just chilling. I'm just going to be sitting down chilling, drinking whatever. If they got dominoes going, playing dominoes, you know, playing little spades or something. Something like that. That's me.
I like the vibes. I feel like we need a night out, H.
We do. You know, COVID messed up a thing, right? Because, you know, even though my sister may not have been going to parties regularly, I was going enough that, you know, the waistline was limber. Okay, ready for a wine anytime. COVID happened. Guess what? No more whining. Everybody sitting down. Well, no, I think the people in Georgia were still doing stuff because they were still out in the streets dying and even though COVID was out here.
And Florida, stop playing.
Oh,
and so what happened? The wine got stiff?
Listen, the wine got stiff. Listen, the other day I went to bust a wine and all my back hurt. And the pain. Where you go, creepy? Y'all, I can see her. And she went out the screen. All the pain went down my back. It was sore the next day, all my butt. So I said, oh no, I have to be, you know, I'm gonna have to go back to doing Brookline or something. Get limber. You know, I'm out here giving people free advertisements. But anyway. Brookline was a good exercise, and to keep your wine limber, okay? So I have to get back to that. and be winding down. Now the place is open, so you know, and now I feel too old to go out.
That part though, like, right? Let me tell y'all, let me just shout this out real quick. There's a gentleman named Arnold, forget his last name, from Honduras, has a company called Griffin Aerobics, where they do live drumming and they dance to punta music. If you are Belizean, Nicaraguan, Honduran, Guatemalan, Mexican, you may be familiar with punta, Afro punta. If you are a Garifuna person, Garinago person, which is an indigenous group out of St. Vincent, you will know that music and that dancing, and that'll keep your waist, boy. That's it. That's it right there. Listen, for sure.
I need to throw on the sofa and just be out here, boom, 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 bussing.
Or some Nandy's dance hall. You know, they just brought back some kind of dance to Manhattan out here with the girl from Know Your Caribbean. Mm-hmm. She had a party like last weekend, week before, like an old school 90s party. Like,
oh, I like that.
Oh, yes, honey.
Well, listen, let me tell you, we could do that. And I said for my birthday next year, because it'll be a milestone. I said I wanted to do 90s. An early 2000 dance hall thing, and everybody come in their dance hall attire.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Be ready to skin out.
Oh, Lord.
All right, because I will be skinning out, okay?
So I'm glad that Queen H is telling us this now, so we have a year to prepare. Take all our supplements, your iron, your vitamin C, your soursop leaf, your oil of oregano, all your accoutrements. Go ahead and get your accoutrements because you got a year to get limber.
Get limber. Listen, because I plan to dance from the time I walk into the place to the time I'm done. And don't let all the jams from college come on. What? I will be in there busting around.
I think it's Beanie Man on the line. I'm going to slide in his DMs and be like, Beanie, you remember my granny? Why y'all don't come true now? We doing something real quick.
Listen, I'm going to call Spice, okay? Spice did it for Cardi B, okay? And her fans are her bestie. Hello, bestie. Come sing a ting for me, okay?
I'm really liking Spice.
Yes.
I like it. I thought no one for me was going to beat Lady Saw, but you know, everybody brings something different to the table.
Everybody does. Listen, we could throw it all the way back with some Patra, okay?
You know what? I like Patra, but you know, she had some hits. What they call it, a bop? She had a bop? Was that a bop? Or was that a hit? I can't really, I don't know the difference.
Listen, I don't know the young people thing, okay? I don't know the young people and them thing, okay? What them talking about.
Oh, Lord have mercy. We went all the kind of conversation. Okay.
Yeah,
who
sorry.
Asked the last question? Was that me? Or
it you? Was me.
Okay. If you could be anywhere right now, where would it be?
If I could be anywhere right now, where would I be? I would be somewhere in Africa on safari. Whether that's going to Kenya, somewhere. Probably Kenya. Yes, because I know people in Kenya there. So go to Kenya, go to on safari. Yes, go see the animals. Because, you know, I'm death-defying, you know. My dad already said I'm crazy because when I went to Thailand, I was with the tiger, okay? So yes, let me be with the lion and be with nature, you know, but in a confined space that I can, they don't get me because I'm plumper than I was then, okay? They might want to eat me.
And we don't want you to get got.
No, I can't get got. Where would you be if you could be anywhere?
Well, before I answer that, you know how my mind be working.
Yeah.
I was thinking about reaching out to you like yesterday about Kenya. You know, I would connect out there. And I was like, you know what? I might want to order a few things and ting. And I swear to you that I was going to hit you up yesterday like, girl, I need to get a few little things.
A few little outfits. Yes.
You see how you bring it up now? OMG, the universe. Anyhow. I would be probably in Belize.
Okay.
On the beach, butt naked, laid out in the water. Like, I'm good out here. Because Queen P is juicy, you know what I'm saying? This is not my first time telling y'all on the show I'm juicy. My ass will be right outside in the water. Chilling. Just no, I want the sun to shine on me.
That's it.
And I want the cool water to engulf my body.
And cool even tan. And even tan, because you know when you be having clothes on, one the shoulders be one color. This be no, everything gonna be one color.
Mm-hmm.
Brown, mm-hmm. Nice and goldeny brown. Just
right.
I like it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah, that'll be it for me.
Okay. And for y'all listening, listen, we are social workers through and through, right? But social workers need to have fun too, right? Every day we're dealing with people's lives, right? Or whatever aspect of social work you're dealing with. And you need to decompress. And this is part of decompressing. Shooting the shit, right? Enjoying each other's company, right? And learning something new, right? So enjoy, continue, right? We got a few more questions and then we gonna wrap up and let y'all be on y'all way. Okay. So, Queen E. Now, this one is very interesting. There's no right or wrong answer. But do you believe in any conspiracy theory? No judgment.
You know what? Nope. Stuff be going on out here in America, boy. Well, you gotta keep your eyes open. I'm not gonna say no conspiracy, none of that, no conspiracy theory. I'm not gonna put anything on or off the table. I'm gonna just say y'all educate yourself and thing, and then y'all, you know, deal with what it is that you find. But education is the key. People will say everything is a conspiracy theory because people are crazy. But you gotta do for yourself and learn for yourself and do what you need to do to keep your family and yourself safe. That's all I would say about that.
Listen, people were so into conspiracy theory, they didn't even believe COVID was real. That's why I didn't even argue with nobody, okay? Because, bitch, we were seeing people dying in the streets, okay? We almost was dying in the streets. How about that? All right? Look, Queen B said that part, because I know I was, okay, in these streets, almost dying, okay? But we here, we alive. I'm still alive. I'm still alive. Okay, sorry. Okay, my bad. Let me bring it back. I'm with the same thing with you. Like, I believe what I believe, and there are things that I don't. I can't say that certain things are or not true, right? I just live my life, and I'm not finna be stressed out here because I know the government be lying, but I also know these people in the streets be lying. So everybody lying. All the people them lying and hiding and doing things. So who am I to be out here believing everything, a conspiracy or not conspiracy? Just people live your life. I'm going to try to live as honest as possible. If something I don't like happens, I'm going to call it out for what it is and do what I need to do. And that's it. And live my life. I don't got time. Because if not, you be in the house scared all the time. And I ain't got to be scared. Have your house covered in foil and all kind of business. You won't have an Alexa, a Google, a phone, or nothing. No. Because we know they listening. So what? Okay, they listening. What they going to hear? If you're not a terrorist and you're not trying to kill nobody, so what? Listen to me. Because all you're going to do is hear me in the bathroom. You're going to hear me doing therapy sessions. You'll hear me at work. You'll hear me talking to Queen P. What you gonna hear? Listen. If you wanna listen, listen. What you want? Shoot.
Go off, H. Go ahead and go off.
Always.
Speaking of listen. So apparently Amazon and them just did a settlement for all these people who had like Ring cameras and stuff. People were having Ring in their house and their bedroom and thing, and these pervs and them was watching them in the nighttime.
But why you got the Ring in your bedroom? Because you asking for somebody to hack your thing and have you on a pornographic site, okay? If you have the Ring camera, it's supposed to be in the hallway, not in the bedroom, okay? Why you got it in the bedroom? Unless you got babies and you want to watch the babies. Why you got the Ring in your bedroom, okay?
No, because people be horning their man That's the Trinidadian term. People be, and I'm not Trinidadian. How about that? What's the word? Cheating on their spouses?
Yes.
So, you know, people have to catch these things on the camera.
Well, I have multiple cameras because I have to make sure the people them don't try to rob me, okay? When I'm home and when I'm not home, okay? Because you can't trust nobody in these streets. Conspiracy. So anyway, but where I don't have it is in my bedroom.
I agree. I think it's important to have cameras. I have cameras indoors, outdoors. Mm-hmm. It's crazy that we live in that world where nothing is safe. That's because we don't treat each other like we're sacred.
Oh.
Anyway, that's another conversation.
Oh, you was about to get deep. Go ahead, girl.
And we don't have the time. Okay. My question is, are you superstitious about anything? Now, this is a good question.
Oh, so I got a little bit of the, I don't put my bag on the floor because I don't want to be broke. I don't want to be broke. That is the saying. Don't put your bag on the floor if you want to keep your money. Go ahead, put your bag on the floor. When I see women put their bag, nice bag, put it on the floor. First of all, I ain't putting a nice bag on the floor, even if it didn't have nothing to do with it. Secondly, why you want to be broke? You spend all that money on that bag and you ain't got no money in it because it's on the floor. So yes, there's some superstitions that I do believe in.
I love that. You know, being Caribbean, there's a lot of things you grow up in the house with. Mm. Like, you know, for me, one of the things I heard growing up was you're not supposed to sweep people's mm-hmm. feet, like mm-hmm. a girl's feet, because she'll marry an old man. Oh, geez. So like, you know, I would go to my mother with the broom, you know. But yeah, that was one of the things that always came up, sweeping the feet. All of the things that I've ever heard in my life are kind of running together. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not supposed to say the word lie. You're supposed to say story, but that's like a manners thing.
Yeah, fib or fib.
Or?
Fib.
Fib, right. There's so many superstitions. You know, when it rains, you're supposed to cover the mirror. Or when it rained, you're supposed to be quiet or not run the electricity, or you're not supposed to look people in the eye because something's going to happen to you. Or, you know, there was one I heard about in middle school. A girl told me, and I believe she was an American girl, told me, you're not supposed to hold the baby when you're on your menstrual.
Oh.
Because your menstrual is going to like stretch the baby's skin.
What?
Like, wait, what?
People be telling, like, if your left hand is itching, you're going to get money. But if the right hand is, you're going to lose money. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So there's so many little things, and there's things that we believe, but that's along the line of conspiracy. You take some, you don't. And I think this is along the lines of that too, because do you believe in ghosts? Why or why not? And if you do, are you afraid of ghosts?
Not afraid of ghosts at all. I wouldn't say ghosts, but then what's the thin line between ghosts and spirit? Because people, energy don't die. Energy is here, there, everywhere. The cat got a spirit, the dog got a spirit, the mouse got a spirit, everybody got a spirit. People who have lived here on this earth and have transitioned to the other side got a spirit. Stuff be happening. People show up now. I wholeheartedly believe that because that's my own personal experience and my spiritual belief system.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I'm good. Like, y'all not coming from the other side to get me. I ain't did nothing. We cool. Y'all coming to give me blessings and ting. Somebody give me a dream. Give me a number. You know what I mean? Tell me when to buy the Powerball. Y'all selfie, girl. Stop playing. Like, I'm not here to be afraid. Nah, we not doing none of that because I do good deeds in my life. What about you, Age?
Oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid. I do good deeds, but I'm afraid. I'll be like, listen, don't come. Don't say nothing to me. Just watch me from afar. Matter of fact, don't watch me. Just go to your next life or where you're supposed to go. Be settled. I'm scared. That's why I don't even play with no horror movies, right? There's certain things I don't do. When they do that spirit or they do zombies, the undead, turn that off. I don't even want that on in the house. I don't want to encourage them to come here. I'm afraid because I do believe they're there. I believe that they're there. I believe when I was little, when I was little, I used to think that there were ghosts around, so I wouldn't even want to get naked in my room. I would only get naked in the bathroom. Like, they don't come in the bathroom, but in my mind, they was in my room waiting for me.
Children are very sensitive to spirit. You probably had some energies in your room.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me not even go into that because we got a lot to uncover there. So, yes, Queen H, I appreciate you sharing that. Absolutely. You know what? I don't watch scary movies. I don't enjoy them.
I don't.
Don't enjoy them. Yeah, I don't enjoy the gore and all, like, the music and ting.
No, oh, I'd be scared like hell. I can watch the old school ones because I've done seen them before, but any of the new stuff or there's certain stuff, like The Purge or when they have, like, possession things, the thing possessing people, oh, hell no. Stay your ass out of me. Do not come here, okay? Mm-mm. Duppy? No.
And like they say, Duppy know who for frighten. Okay.
And thank you. And they frighten me.
That's because they know you. They could get to your spirits, okay? They can get to you. They can. Like, let me go up here and scare Queen Age.
Mm-mm. No, because you stay away from me. Listen, I burn my incense, okay? You stay out of here. Thank you. Stay out of here. The only one that can come see me is my mama. That's it.
Okay.
All right. So let's do one more each, and then we're going to wrap it up.
Okay. Oh, if you had to wear just one color for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. The New York in me want to say black. Because black is sexy as hell. So I'm going to go with black. Because black go with everything, and black is sleek, and yeah, so I would just wear black. That's it. What about you? I know it's going to be black, so that's your favorite color. So
that's my favorite color.
I don't even know why I turned it back to you, so it would be black.
Mm-hmm. It would I be was black. So going to say purple.
No, because then I look like a big-ass grape.
Not a grape.
Barney, no, I love purple. Purple's my favorite color, but wearing purple every day?
Yeah.
No.
There's different shades of purple. That's the beauty in it.
No. I like purple things, purple nails, stuff like that, but to wear all purple every day? Nah, black is fine. Black okay. is fine. Black is fine. So... if you could do anything besides what you're doing now, what would you do? So, and I'm going to put it in the frame of social work. If you could do anything besides social work, what would you be doing now?
There's so many things, Queen H. The artist in me would say I would be a restaurateur. I would be an artist and open a gallery and curate my own things. And I'd have multiple businesses going and, you know, live out my wildest dreams, whatever those are. But if I could do anything other than social work right now, my fat ass would be in the water in Belize. Like, I'm cool. Like, let the sun shine on me.
You said I would not work.
That's what I'm doing. Oh, for work. Oh, excuse me.
For work, you still trying to get to Belize.
Oh, Lord. For work? Yeah, I think that. I think I would be a serial entrepreneur. I think I would allow myself to use all of my creative abilities, you know? Yeah, for sure. What would you be doing outside of social work, Queen H?
Oh, child, I don't even know because I'm not creative like you. Like, you are, you know, out here, master chef, baker, you know, all these other kind of things. You be having the business plans. I feel like, you know, before I decided to do social work, I wanted to be in the medical field. So I would probably do something in the medical field. So to me, it's no coincidence that I, you know, work in healthcare. So probably that. Yeah.
I love that for you. You know, I really like medicine too. But I don't think I would do that.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Absolutely. I'll come to your hospital, okay?
That's right.
Your specialty office and be like, yo, Queen H, I need help.
Like, y'all better help her or y'all fire. Thanks.
Right. Thanks. Okay.
I'm going to call CMS. Thank you.
Uh-oh. CMS, Lord.
Well, y'all, we hope that you enjoyed the questions. You know, the summertime is coming, so we had a little something light for you. We have one more episode. We're going to wrap up with y'all. So tune in, and we love y'all. Thank you. If you guys want to connect with us on social media, you can follow us on Twitter at the Queens of Social Work Pod or on Instagram at the Queens of Social Work. If you want more information on the topic we discussed today, feel free to check out our show notes or email us at thequeensofsocialwork@gmail.com. We'd really appreciate it if you rate, review, and follow us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening.